You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is carbon dioxide? Carbon dioxide, or CO2, as a chemist would write it, is one atom of the element carbon that's combined with two atoms of the element oxygen. Carbon dioxide is the fourth most prevalent gas in Earth's atmosphere. Nitrogen gas is the most abundant at about 78%. Second is oxygen at about 20%, argon gas at about 1%, and then you have carbon dioxide at about 0.5%. Carbon dioxide can also be absorbed from the atmosphere into the oceans. The term that scientists use when materials containing carbon, such as carbon dioxide gas, are absorbed and stored is a carbon sink. So our Earth's oceans are a carbon sink. And it's been estimated that there's about 50 times more CO2 in the oceans than the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide has many important uses to people. In fact, you could be using CO2 right now. If you're enjoying a can of soda, those bubbles of gas that you see are carbon dioxide bubbles. You've heard the term carbonated for carbonated drinks. Well, it's CO2 gas. Now, hopefully you've never had to use a fire extinguisher to put out a fire, but some types of fire extinguishers use carbon dioxide since it displaces the oxygen needed by fire. CO2 can be used to decaffeinate coffee, making dry ice for refrigeration, and it's even used in life jackets for rapid inflation. If you like eating bread, the leavening or rising is caused by the production of carbon dioxide gas. The holes you see in bread, muffins, or pizza dough, it's the leftover cavity from a carbon dioxide bubble. Here's an experiment to try at home where you'll produce CO2 gas. Get a small soda bottle, make sure it's empty, get a balloon, the round type, they work a little better, and then stretch the opening a little bit just to make sure that you can fit it over the opening of the bottle. Carefully pour a quarter cup of water into the bottle. Then add a tablespoon of baking soda and stir your mixture with a long straw. Next, put a spoon of lemon juice into the bottle and then very rapidly stretch your balloon over the bottle's opening. As the baking soda reacts with the lemon juice, it produces carbon dioxide gas, which is then captured in the balloon and causes the balloon to expand. Experiment a bit. Have some fun. Add a little more or a little less baking soda, or a little more or a little less lemon juice, and each time see if more or less gas forms, or if the reaction occurs faster or slower. Well, we've just learned a little bit about carbon dioxide. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.